Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archie, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Hi everybody. I'm Guillaume Duranel.
Hello.
You are architect with two associates. In two or three sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
Hi, hello, my name is Guillaume. So I have an architecture office called ALT, Architecture Lien Territoire, with Frederic and Julia. And so we have an office that's based in Paris, and we do architecture, urbanism, and also urban furniture design. And we work a lot about what are the new resources to build the city of tomorrow.
Okay. Now, can you tell us about your project, Air des Carrières, or in English?
Quarries Air. Okay. So, Air des Carrières, or Quarries Air, is a project that we started with a Pavillon de l'Arsenal, which is a Paris-based architecture museum that is financed by the City of Paris. Every year, they invite any architect or designer to propose an innovative project or experimentation to implement in Paris and to test it, to try to invent a new way to make the City of Paris. So we candidated in 2018 with two designers, Emma Lelon and Rémy Nguyen, and we proposed a new type of furniture that was able to refresh the streets of Paris by using the fresh air in Paris underground quarries. So what you need to know about Paris is that underneath the left bank of the Seine, so the 13th and 14th arrondissement of Paris, there are lots of underground quarries. So it's a long galleries, about 260 kilometer long galleries. And inside those galleries, the air is always at around 13 or 14 degrees Celsius. So it represents really a big amount of cool air that is not used today. Also, in Paris, we are facing the phenomena of urban heat island, which is the fact that, well, during the summer, because of the mineral nature of the Parisian city, it gets really overheated very fast. And so when it's maybe 35 degrees in the countryside, it's 38 or 39 inside the city of Paris. So there's a big incentive to try to find ways to make Paris cities more resilient when facing heat, like, heat strokes and long heat periods. So we found out that many people in Paris do not have a cooler in their home. And also putting new colors in Parisian homes is difficult because the city is historical and it's not so easy to implement this kind of apparatus in apartments. And so many people do not have access to fresh places during the summer. Or the only fresh places are expensive to go to. There are shopping malls or movie theaters, and so you have to pay money to go there. And so we wanted to find ways to bring fresh places for common people in Paris, people who cannot also go on the countryside during the summer, who have to stay inside Paris during the summer. So we found this resource underground, this air that's always 13 degrees, and we find a way to extract it through existing wells that connect the underground to the street level. And so the air goes through this well and then through a bench that's made of marble stone from the Bassin Parisien, from the Paris area. So the bench is able to cool down the air around it by three ways. The first one is, well, the air is naturally fresher than the outer air, about 10 or 15 degrees difference. Also, the marble stone is as what we call the high effusivity, which means that when you touch it, it naturally feels fresher than the surrounding. And the third way, that the air that goes through the bench is pulsated by a little motor that makes it stronger. And so the breeze is also helping to feel cooler. So we were able to work for 3 years to develop this experimentation and the prototype with many partners, Climespace, which is a company that distributes cool air to offices in Paris. We also worked with the Inspection Générale des Carrières, which is an office that manages the underground quarries, and the mairie of the 13th arrondissement, the 13th arrondissement mayor, to try to implement this new prototype to verify if it could indeed work to cool down the street. So we did this summer. We were able to implement it, and we tested it for 3 months. So during those 3 months, we were able to go see users, ask them questions on how they were living this bench. We worked also with children from a nearby school to try to understand how they were understanding this new bench and how they impacted their imagination about the city around it. And we also had many, we took many measurements on temperature, on the ground, above ground, around the bench, on the sunlight, far away from the bench. So we were really able to verify the fact that actually when you're sitting on the bench, you feel 10 degrees lower than the surrounding air. So it's a really good success on this way. And we were also able to find that people were really using it almost every day. For instance, mothers who'd wait for their children outside of going out of school, they would just sit down and wait for their children, or older people would just come every day for maybe 10 or 15 minutes while they were working their dogs, and people started to gather around the bench. So it really had a positive impact on the neighborhoods. And also we found that people from far away would sometimes just come to see the bench because it was kind of a very funny thing to go see it and to feel this air that's normally trapped underground and that's suddenly freed to make space more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. A magic project.
Children said it was a magical bench or that it was living. Because in fact, it feels like it's breathing. So it was a very surprising feeling also, because when you see it, you don't see the air. Of course, you would only see the stone of the bench, but it's only when you put your hand on it that you feel something very surprising. So it's also something kind of, amazement was in people's eyes, and it was very rewarding in this aspect. So today we are strong with all this experimentation and the good feedback from people using it. We are working on seeing if it's possible to either make a one that would always stay there, or many other benches in Paris that could maybe be a new type of urban furniture.
Okay, it was a very good idea.
Thanks.
It's intelligent. Bravo.
Merci. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Guillaume. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for the invitation and goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone, and see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archi in English. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.